all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. So it is indeed Reformation Sunday, the day to be loud and proud about being Lutheran, to sing A Mighty Fortress, which we will do in a few minutes at the end of the service, to remember 1517, to say, by grace alone, through faith alone, Christ alone, Scripture alone, the whole Lutheran deal. You know that being Lutheran started with a door. You've probably already heard the story. Martin Luther, an insignificant, unknown monk in the middle of Germany 500 years ago, had some questions. He thought the church was getting off track, and he was a professor. He taught theology, and so he had these questions, theses, they called them, posted for discussion in the academic community. And he lived in Wittenberg. And he took these 95 questions, the 95 theses, and he went to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, and he nailed them to the door. He posted these. You might say, you know, these days maybe he would have put them on Twitter or something like that. He was making them public, right? These questions that he had about the church and about what was being taught and what was being practiced. And the rest, after he posted them, the rest is, as they say, history. The 95 theses went viral. Printing press took them all over the world. And the questions that Luther was asking hit home. They resonated with the scripture. And they changed the church. And they changed the world forever. So being Lutheran has to do with doors. With that Wittenberg door and other doors, it's still true today. It's true here at St. Paul. Being Lutheran has to do with a door. Our doors, right out here. When I first came for a visit here, way back PC, pre-COVID, one of the first things I heard was, well, just come in by the red doors. All right, or I'll meet you there, you know, at the red doors. So, all right, so got here, and guess what? There are red doors, right there, red doors. And I've been thinking about those red doors this week leading up to Reformation, about being Lutheran, and, you know, that first door at the Castle Church. And I think these red doors teach us something. And they help us look at the scriptures that we have heard today and what it means to be Lutheran, which is just another way of saying what is it to be Christian, right? Jesus says in the Gospel of John, in that short little section that we read, that without his work, without God's intervention, we are slaves to sin, that we are captives, that we are born and our condition is such that we cannot, we said it this morning, or I did, we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Much as we try to do it, we either try to free ourselves or we might ignore it and look the other way, we are slaves, captives. We are not free. And we need to be free from sin for a lot of reasons. To be right with God, get into heaven, to be right with one another, to have a meaningful life, we need to be free from sin. And these doors show us how that happens. If you look closely at those red doors, if you look above them, there's a plaque. It's kind of grayish. I don't know what material it's made out of. It's some sort of stone, I think. And it's a picture of a book. And it has a sword going through it. And then it has two words written, Spiritus Gladius, which I sound very smart saying them, which are Latin for sword of the spirit. Spiritus Gladius, sword of the spirit. The sword of the spirit is God's word. And that's what Jesus says in the Gospel of John. He says, his word, my word, is the sword of the spirit. And he says, now, before I get back to what Jesus says, a sword of the spirit, a sword can do a lot of things. A sword is a weapon, of course. It can injure someone, can stab someone, duel with someone. But something else that a sword does, if you have a knot or a rope, you can use that sword and cut the rope. Sort of like a hatchet. A sword can free you from your bonds. A sword is sharp and can cut through the things that are holding us down. And that's what Jesus' word, God's word, does. That's why it's called a sword of the Spirit. That it cuts through the ropes and the chains that hold us down. If we are captives to sin, we are held down by sin. We are wrapped around by our sins, our sinful nature, the sins we commit, thought, word, and deed. But Jesus makes reference to that sword of the Spirit when he says, if you abide in my word, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Because that's what the word does. That's what the sword of the Spirit does. When the word of God addresses you, when Jesus speaks to you, he says this, though you are a sinner, you are forgiven. That's the sword of the Spirit, cutting our bonds. The word of God gives us true freedom, because the word of God as a sword has power. I could go around saying things, right? I could say, you're going to be a millionaire, or you're going to have a new car, or, you know, that. I could say all sorts of things. But when I would say it, it'd just be empty chatter. It would just be words. It wouldn't mean anything. But when Jesus' word, when he speaks, it's not empty chatter, but it is a powerful sword. Because God's word has the work of Jesus behind it. It's not just empty words, but it's words anchored in an actual historical event. Again, the red doors. Underneath that plaque of the book and the sword are the doors themselves. And of course, they are red. And I wonder, why are a lot of church doors red? Why are these church doors red? Well, I didn't look up in Wikipedia. Maybe there's other answers. But I think it's because of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Paul says this, we are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation, that is a sacrifice, by his blood. By his blood. That's why those doors are red, to remind you and me and everyone who passes them that the way to righteousness in God's sight, the way to be accepted by God, the way that we are freed from our sins is by the blood of Jesus. And when Jesus says that if you abide in my word, you are truly free, what he means is that God's word communicates and gives to you what happened on that cross, an actual historical event, that Jesus shed his blood for your sins. And his word communicates that to you and indeed loosens your bonds, takes away your sins. Because the word of God takes what Jesus has done and communicates it to you. Those doors being read remind us that it's not the actions we take. It's not our church attendance. It's not how well we raise our family. It's none of the things that we do that we're so proud of that actually get us righteous before God. We continually imagine that it is so. We fall back into it, pastors more than others. Right? Well, I'm a pastor in the church. Of course God loves me. Look, I'm preaching in the church. Look at all the great things I'm doing. That's why God loves me. No. Look at the doors. Why does God love you? Because they're red. because Jesus died for your sins and shed his blood. And he speaks to you that word and says, you are righteous in God's sight because of what I have done and not what you have done. That's what the Reformation was about 500 years ago. That's what that door in Wittenberg was about, what the 95 Theses were about in Luther's whole career. That the Word of God is that thing which frees us from our sins and makes us righteous in God's sight. The Reformation was not so much about sin as it was about the good things we do. And people in Luther's time were convinced because of the things they did, the good things they did. They weren't off in the woods sacrificing babies to the devil. They were doing good things, like praying, giving their whole life to God in a monastery, learning the Psalms by memory, the entire Psalms, doing all sorts of great things. And Luther said, you're not justified by those things. You're justified by what Paul says you're justified by, the blood of Jesus. And that we are free by hearing that word and by believing it, that God says, Jesus has done it, and here, I'm going to give it to you. That's why the doors are red, to remind you of the blood of Jesus. There's one more thing about those red doors, the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, the blood of Jesus, red. One thing about those doors which make them Lutheran, and that is that they open. They open. Jesus says, the slave does not remain in the house, but the son remains forever. We are sons and daughters of God. The doors have opened for us. We are in the house. We are not slaves. We are unworthy and unholy in ourselves, but in Christ, in his blood, in the hearing of his word, we are holy and free. We are God's family. God has opened the doors for us in Christ, not just to come into this building, but to come into his presence, to receive his mercy, to rejoice that our sins are forgiven. And not only are these doors open, not only the doors to the church, but the doors to heaven are open, all on account of the blood of Jesus and the word which we hear in our ears. The doors open, but not just to us, but to any sinner. Anyone looking for a place, anyone looking for mercy, anyone tired of their old life, tired of the sin and shame following them around, the red doors open. Christ's blood died so that they would open and that there would be a place for sinners. Jesus did not die for the righteous, but for those who have nothing, who have no hope except Christ. So that sinners, anyone, as the Revelation says, every tribe, nation, and language, the eternal gospel goes out. So that all might know you have a place, you are loved by God. So, it's Reformation Sunday. We're going to sing A Mighty Fortress. Why are we Lutheran? Because the doors are red, the blood of Jesus. The word is the sword of the Spirit which frees us from our sin, places us in God's presence. And Jesus Christ has opened the doors for us and for all people. And to him we say, thanks be always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.